We've got a big announcement, girlies.
We're going on tour!
We're going on tour. We're hitting the road, Jack. Woo! So don't you come back no more, no more.
We're bringing our tour, That's Showbiz, all
That's
over
showbiz.
Ireland.
You have to say it like that.
Well, oh, but I That's can't sing.
That's Showbiz.
You have to say it like old-timey American. I'll work on it.
That has to feature in the show.
We're coming to name them.
A city near you. We're going to Cork, Limerick, Galway, Belfast, and Dublin.
Yeah, sorry about the Midlands, but we can't drive and we need to access by train.
We don't really know any of those. Our geography knowledge of that part of Ireland is limited.
But if you want to come see us, go to ticketmaster.ie and get your tickets because they're flying out the door, girls. And our girlies in the UK and Australia, don't worry. Because there's exciting dates coming soon.
Yeah. Keep the eyes peeled. That's
keep
all we'll
the
say
eyes
on that.
And ears or, peeled.
And the ears, because you might hear it on here again.
Do you keep your ears peeled?
Keep the ears clean, I would say.
Anyway,
maybe.
We're waffling.
Anyway, also, link in the episode description on how to get your tickets.
Exactly. See you then.
See you, girlies. I'm so excited.
I'm so excited.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Wouldn't you be mortified if you were Kate or like, and then your uncle went into Celebrity Big Brother?
Oh my God. I was mortified for him from the get-go.
Like, imagine being like, even why is he in there?
Trying to clutch to relevancy and like make a name for
That's
himself.
That's so scary.
And he was saying that he was in there to try and show people the other side of him, the real side of him. It's like, no one wants to know the real side because no one even cares
who you are. The other side. No one knows your side.
You know what I mean?
Like, who are you?
You're a circle. There's no sides. It's just flat shape.
It's your favourite queers, back in your ears. It's I'm Grandmam.
Hey girlies, I'm Kevin.
And I'm PJ.
And welcome back to
I'm Grandmam. Woo! That will never like not make me happy.
We don't stop.
What do you mean?
We never stop. Are we ever going to stop? Like, is this actually...
What do you mean?
...going to go on forever?
Oh, stop recording.
It makes me feel so anxious.
Why?
Just the idea of a never ending, like...
What do you mean?
This... Oh, so like, I'm not saying I want it to end.
Okay.
But like, it's just every day, isn't it?
No,
I know now. Like, I know it is. It feels like, not in a bad way.
But
I'm not saying I don't enjoy it.
This is what having a job is like.
It's awful, isn't it, girls? Girls, honestly, capitalism. Hate it.
But I'd go mad if I didn't have a bit of routine. I need structure.
I know. But I'm just saying like in 10 years time though, when I'm 40 and you're 41. Are we going to be sat down at a pink microphone going, hey, girlies?
Yeah. Woo!
Woo!
Yeah. I'll be
crazier than ever.
Babe, I can't wait until I'm Grandmam Nursing Home Edition.
But that's what I mean.
And
like,
me and you are going...
Is there an end?
And we're getting all the nurses in as guests.
Yeah, actually.
And we're talking about the bedpan gossip. You know what I mean?
Surely there'll be a trail off by then, will there be?
We'll do a...
A new form of media that people are more into. Podcasts are on the up.
Yeah, and the girlies are growing with us. We're going through different life stages together,
you know what I mean? Look, make no mistake.
Okay.
She loves her job.
You're just coming in with a bit of negativity.
No, negativity.
Negativity. You're just coming in with a bit of negativity, you know.
But you know what?
You're a bit of a Debbie Downer.
I've nothing done.
What? Shut up. Kevin won't stop saying I've nothing done since he came in.
Where's your mum? Is she gone upstairs?
She's gone for a nap, yeah.
Nuala! I've nothing done. I'm home there. I got back for Mother's Day. And it was actually my brother Shane who mentioned it. He said to my mum, he said, you keep just saying I've nothing done. But I think it's just become one of those phrases that she'll just utter without even thinking about it. Yeah. Or even if she's on top of her messages.
Yeah, yeah.
She'll be like, oh, I've nothing done. Or I'll be out in the car sometimes with her and she'll be dropping me somewhere and she'll go, God, I've nothing done. And I go, what do you have to be doing? Do you know what I mean? I know she's loads to be doing, but I just think it's so funny, this concept of having nothing done.
Yeah, and it's just such an Irish mammy thing. My mam always says, 'tis all go.
'Tis all go.
'Tis all go, isn't it? 'Tis all go.
Or do you know what? My mum, she'll come off the phone.
Yeah.
And the first thing she'll say, especially if she's like on the phone to someone who's kept her there a bit longer than okay. she'd wish.
Yeah, yeah,
she'll
yeah.
go, bye, bye. I've nothing done. Go on. But also, you know what? I realised, and it sends me into orbit.
What?
My mum won't ever reject a call.
Yeah, but that's good.
No, it's
you need
not.
To, you need to
no,
learn.
It's not. Like yesterday now, we're sitting down for breakfast, right? Yeah. Mother's Day, I made us breakfast.
Oh, lovely.
Scrambled egg on toast, right? We sit down.
Yeah.
I'm like, do you want your tea bag out? Yeah. Who's that there now? Dennis. And I goes, oh, we're having our breakfast. We're having our breakfast that I just made. I just made the breakfast. She goes, no, I'll have to answer that. And then she's on, and she's going like this then. I wanted to sit down, catch up with my mum over breakfast.
And she's chatting to Dennis.
And she's chatting to Dennis. And then this morning, again, having breakfast with her, right? Next thing, I'll have to put on Neil Prendeville.
Why?
And I'm going, she loves, and you know what? I've become her because...
You love the radio.
And I've nothing done. No, but I love the radio in the background as well. It's just nice.
I know, in the background.
If you're at home by yourself.
Keeps you company, yeah.
Keeps you company.
No, it does. I do love it.
Anyway, how is everyone?
How is everyone? Girls, we have an announcement.
Oh, fuck!
You might have heard already. We're going on tour.
She's going on tour!
Spark up the bus. No. Fuel up the bus.
Put the petrol in the...
Put the petrol in the bus.
In the petrol slot.
There's no bus.
In there.
Put the petrol in the metaphorical bus. We're going on tour.
We're going on tour, girlies.
We're going on tour.
That's showbiz.
Are we going with that showbiz,
showbiz.
Baby?
Showbiz. I can't remember if we cut the baby in the final artwork.
It's just that showbiz, is it?
I think it's just that showbiz. But it's that showbiz.
Jazz, yeah, jazz hands.
Every splay time, your fingers, babe.
Every time you say it.
No, your fingers are too...
No, that's it.
Splay.
They're splayed.
There has to be energy.
Okay.
From, shooting out of those
from
fingertips.
From wrist to tip.
Yeah.
Okay.
Spirit fingers, baby.
Every time you say, I'm grandma's show, that's showbiz, you have to go, that's showbiz. And it has to, you have to do the jazz hands.
Or say it like Louis Spence with a lisp, go, that's showbiz. Now, I don't think his lisp was ever that
no,
bad.
No, it wasn't.
I was giving Daffy Duck there, was I?
It's so funny because I came back to Cork from what I say as well. And I was like, to my mum, mum, we're going on, like me, Elaine and my mum are going in town for a few drinkies. And I was like, mum, me and Kevin are going on tour in May and June. And I was like, expecting her to be like, oh my God, excited. And she just goes, Tessa's communion. I was like,
getting tense on stage in the communion dress for the show because that's showbiz.
That is showbiz.
And does she have a Simone handbag?
Yeah, she has a handbag.
She's coming on stage.
No, she's gorgeous.
That's showbiz.
But I love the way, like, I'm like announcing like our biggest tour ever, like national. I was telling her I'm excited because there's like a promoter helping us and like we have an agent helping us and everything. Shout out Aoife. And then her main concern is that Tess. Is communion is the same time.
I love that though. Yeah. That's brilliant. That would be my concern as well.
Yeah, well, but I already told them I can't do that date because I'm at Tessa's communion. Like,
oh, right. I showed my mum the pic, right? I was like, mum, this is the pic.
Yeah.
The poster for the tour. And she went, oh, you're gorgeous in
really?
It.
Really?
Things were gorgeous.
Oh, amazing.
Also, Mother's Day yesterday, when we were recording, it was last week if you're listening probably. If you're listening live, you might be listening 10 years down the line when we're 40 and still at it. Peach is 41. But Mother's Day and we were on the paper. I feel like I've just brushed over the tour, have I?
Yeah, you kind of
But
have.
We're all go.
Oh yeah, we're all
and
go.
And I've nothing done.
Tis all go and you have nothing done. Tis all go and you have nothing done is the name of the F, is it?
Just all going, I've nothing done it. Is that a bit long? Is it just I've nothing done?
But is it comically long?
Yeah, is it comically
we'll
long?
We'll see, we'll see.
Yeah, and usually I like a long title sometimes. You used to question me before on the long ones.
Whatever.
But so we did a shoot for the Irish Examiner, right, with our mams from Mother's Day. And it was so lovely because it was one of the first things where we got to properly involve the mammies.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
They were like properly like at the shoot.
They were at the shoot. They were interviewed.
It was showbiz.
It was showbiz. They were interviewed for the article.
Yeah.
But the shoot happened, right, around the time my niece came out of hospital. So the shoot was on the Thursday. We were meeting my niece for the first time the Wednesday night. So obviously we had a few glasses of bubbles, girls, you know. Be rude not to. When we go home to our gaff, because we went up to Megan's to see her. When we got back, myself and my mum were just sat down on the couch and we kind of both dozed off, right? Yeah. I woke up and I was like, God, I must get to bed. We have to get up early. We're getting up at 7 o'clock, I'm sure, half
or
7.
Something, yeah.
Something
yeah.
early anyway that I wouldn't be used
to. It definitely wasn't that early.
I think it was 8. But look, it felt early. And you know, I had baby brain at the time as well. I goes, go up to bed now. And she goes, I will now, I'll follow you up, right? Anyway, I think she must have fell asleep again, right? Because anyway, the next morning I wake up, I thought she'd be up before me getting ready.
Yeah.
Anyway, I go into the bedroom. She hadn't even the makeup taken off from last night.
Jesus.
So then she had to have the boot swipes and she was nearly dragging the face off herself, and we were en route out the door for this shoot.
It was so funny because we were on time, obviously, because me and my mum are punctual queens, right? So I'm waiting.
Yeah, but you're no fun.
I'm waiting for Kevin to rock up. Next thing.
Me and my mum are rock stars.
Yeah, Phil, the diva herself, she rocks up last night's makeup in a fur coat.
She didn't have last night's makeup, you rude bastard.
You just said she did.
She wiped it off, obviously, and did a fresh face. You rude bitch.
No, she looked gorgeous. You just
she goes, rocked up in last night's makeup and a full fur coat. It was real.
You just,
no, it wasn't, Peter.
You just told me it was last night's makeup.
No, you didn't let me finish. I said, we woke up, she had the makeup on her from last night. Okay. That she obviously, she, what, do you think she just put on a bit of lip and goes, that's fine?
But she looked gorgeous.
But
so,
she did look gorgeous.
But I just loved the fact that she kicked in the door. She was in the fur and she goes, I'm ready. She goes,
she's wearing, and she loves it. The Risa Aura Pennies collab.
No, it looked gorgeous on
her. Yeah, I know.
She was giving big diva energy.
It was big diva energy on the set, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was brilliant. It was brilliant.
Yeah, but it was lovely to have that moment with them. Yeah. And then just, you know, because I was home for the paper coming out as well.
Yeah, yeah.
It was nice to see my mum's phone blown up a bit, or like, you know,
and
people getting onto her. Yeah, they were serving cunt.
Yeah, they were. It was amazing.
They were yeah. There. Anyway, so 'tis all go, girls. We've nothing done. We're doing loads. So we've the tour.
Tour.
Happening.
That's it.
Nothing else.
That's it, really, yeah.
And regular episodes that are like ongoing forevermore.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So if you don't follow us on social media and this is your first time hearing about the tour,
yeah,
get those tickets quicker.
We leave
actually,
a link in the description. They won't be gone.
When are we announcing?
Because
this is come out the Monday.
Yeah.
When are we announcing?
Like, I think it's the
Thursday, the Friday.
They won't all be gone. They won't.
No. It's been a while since we've been on the road.
What I might do, I might get my mum to do a bit of marketing for us. Because girls, I didn't know my mum was in so many Facebook groups. On the way back from brunch today, right?
Really?
I was like, she was getting into the car and like I came back from like paying for the parking or whatever and got in. And she was on her phone. I looked over and I was like, what group are you in there on Facebook? She goes, no, I love this group. It's called The Boys and Girls of Naka. On Facebook, my mum's in a group called The Boys and Girls of Naka, which like Knockinahini is like up the road from me in the north side of Cork. Like,
but is it like the old boys and girls from Naka, or is it like the new ones who be knocking about?
It's just like the general community, like
the general community.
And they share loads of different stuff.
Brilliant. Is it the boys?
The
and girls?
No,
the boys.
The boys and girls of Naka.
That's
and they,
brilliant.
And they share like loads of like. Oh,
community
like,
news.
Yeah, and stuff. So I'm going to get her to share the ticket link in a few of those groups. She's in another one called Grandma Recipes.
Oh, I kind of love that.
And I goes, what are you doing there? And she goes, I just look at the recipe videos. The
recipes. But
so she'll drop it in there as well.
She's anyway like me. She'll save all the recipes and never end up cooking
That's
them.
That's what she said.
Actually, I might be in my baking era now.
I saw you made Rice Krispie treats, did
no,
you?
No, they weren't that.
What were they?
They were the Cadbury egg nests with Kellogg's cornflakes.
What's the difference?
You just called one Rice Krispie treats and the other's called cornflake.
But it's just
nets.
The same premise, just, like just, melted chocolate
yeah,
and cornflakes.
Yeah, just have a think for yourself.
Together.
What do you think could be different?
They're not as nice.
They're actually lovely.
No, they're too spiky. The Rice Krispies are nicer to eat. The cornflakes yeah, cut the gums off, yeah.
Yeah, your gums.
It's like chewing blades.
You have the fake gums. Your gums are very sensitive since you got the teeth.
Are you doing a collab? With cornflakes.
I wish I was, but you know what? I know it's only a simple thing, right? I melted down chocolate in the eggs.
Oh,
it's not
yeah.
really baking.
Not at all.
But then again,
you have to bake something for it to be called baking. You heat it up.
Put it in the oven.
You heated up some chocolate.
That's
true.
I know, but still.
You melted chocolate over
cornflakes. But there was a
technique. You drizzled.
Well, are you coming for me and my baking? Can
I'm
I
not
just have something?
It's not baking,
also,
though.
Some of the... It is. Because...
It's combining.
The paper...
Yeah. You don't even know the name of them.
What are they called? The paper packets.
The cupcake.
For the cupcake.
The cupcake holders.
I bought them in the shop.
Okay.
So if someone was to see me in Morrison's doing the shop,
yeah.
they'd go, oh, he's doing some baking. And that's all what I...
Okay.
And really. That's the only thing I care about, optics.
Yeah. Were they gorgeous?
They were actually lovely. And there was just
what
something so nice.
What possessed you to do that?
It was a Sunday. I had taught my spin class. I got back to the gaff. And then one or two of my friends were cutting. No, they weren't.
I wanted a bit of shocky.
And I just had the afternoon free. I'd spotted the mini eggs in the supermarket and I loved them. So I was like, well, I just do that. Just an afternoon.
I love when I give your notions like that.
Do you know what I mean? And I just was like, let me carry on with it.
Yeah.
And now I'm thinking, will I do more?
Will you do an actual like
No,
cake?
Will I do more?
What do you mean? More More of the same, or more cakes?
Not more of the same. No, I'll probably venture.
Will you actually like bake something?
I was thinking brownies. So I might do brownies.
Oh, that's a hard one
because they're charging. I had a brownie before this. I brought PJ up a cake as well. He inhaled it.
Okay.
He ate it very quick. It was a bit weird.
Actually made me feel a bit sick.
It was a bit, yeah.
Yeah, it was a lot.
It was very big.
Yeah.
And he went like this.
I was giving Brucey.
$4.50.
Yeah, $4.50, yeah.
Like for a smally brownie.
But then you're paying for like ingredients, labour. You know what I mean?
Oh, it's my God. Do you think I'm taking the hit?
It's a local business.
I know, I'm not, you know I'm mean? Not debating any of that.
I just like to support them.
Babe, I'm doing nothing but support, that's my issue.
Okay.
I have no money from it because I'm buying them every day.
But now you're trying to make them at home.
The odd time.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I think you could take to baking.
I think, yeah. I think it could.
I think next step, turn on the oven.
It could be within my wheelhouse. Yeah, maybe I'll turn on the oven. No, the first step is clean out that oven.
Really?
Because the oven hasn't...
But since I cleaned it. Before I left.
You didn't clean the oven before you left.
I did, babe.
No, you didn't.
I did. I used to be the clean oven cleaner.
You never once cleaned that oven.
Go into Wilko's and you get the
Wilko's
thing.
Wilko's isn't even there anymore. It's
you,
gone.
You get the plastic bag that you put everything into and you put the stuff into it.
Yeah, you saw me do it.
I did it.
Did you do it as well?
I was the only one.
Did you ever do the grids on the extractor fan? I don't think you did.
I did.
Anyway, the oven will need a clean before I do the baking.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Also, because we just brushed over the tour, we haven't yet announced... dates for the UK
or Australia. Yeah, don't
but
come for
we,
us.
We are going to Australia.
We're going.
But
yeah.
It'll be the latter half of this year because obviously we want to tie it in with the summer girls because we want to go surfing.
Yeah, so get the kangaroos.
We want to go to Bondi Beach.
Get the kangaroos and boomerangs ready. Yeah. We're en route.
Yeah, have the koala bears as well.
Yeah.
Have them ready to greet us.
Have them ready for the cuddles.
So we'll be coming to Australia before the end of the year and the UK.
The theme for this week is... The Irish Effect.
Alexa, play Breathless by The Coors.
Tune.
Now playing Breathless by The Coors.
Also, this is coming out.
Woo! Woo!
This is coming out, Paddy, so.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody, get on your hair shoes, girls.
I love The Coors. Well, except for the crazy fella, the tinfoil hat.
Oh. Ready? Yeah, yeah. Just stop looking for the lyrics. Just enjoy the song. Just enjoy the song.
I know the lyrics.
You don't. You have them up on Google.
Is standing still. I'm waiting for you only. Also, karaoke song, no?
Yeah.
This bass.
But don't know.
Shh. I cannot lie. What?
From you. I cannot lie.
No, you opened your mouth way too wide and I saw the chocolate bar.
Wait, ready? Everybody.
Can't hide it.
Go on,
leave me breathless. Neither's love that I'm feeling.
Stop her.
Alexa, stop.
Oh, the Coors, sorry now. Yeah. Like, get rid of the national. No, don't get rid of the national anthem.
No.
No, sorry. It makes me bleed green.
It's a great time to be Irish.
Yeah,
it's always
is.
A great time to be Irish.
I know, but it's even better now at the moment. And also Irish and from Cork.
And from Cork.
Because Cillian Murphy.
Cillian Abu. Cillian won the Oscar for Best Actor, Oppenheimer. Never watched it. Too long, Cillian. But if it wasn't 3 hours, I would definitely watch it. And I'd say you're fantastic in it.
That's what I was saying. I was like, there's like pop-ups of Cillian all over Cork. Like, there's like cutouts of him.
En route to PJ's gaff here now. Is it Barbarossa or is it the Brogue?
Barbarossa. It's next to the Brogue. Yeah, it's attached.
Oh, next
it's,
to the Brogue.
Yeah, but it's lovely. Have you ever
are
been
they
in
separate?
There? Well, I think same owner. Well, I don't know. Don't quote me.
I don't know what the story is. Because they were conjoined at one time.
I was in there yesterday with my mum and my sister for a drink.
You were
lovely
doing a bar crawl, were you?
A little pop crawl, yeah, you know. When the girls are out, they're out.
When the girls are out for Mother's Day.
Yeah, yeah.
Mothering.
Yeah, do you know what I mean?
But they have two cutouts. One of Cillian Murphy, one of a human-sized Oscar award.
Yeah.
And a red carpet rolled out. And they have the speakers blaring out Cillian's acceptance speech onto Oliver Plunkett Street. And I'm like, did they get them made in advance? Did they run to the printers this morning or
but
what?
Fair play, I'm delighted.
Fair play.
But I was getting, because I was like, all over the radio all day, everyone's talking about how proud they are of him. And I was like, I bet you nobody watched Oppenheimer. Like, nobody.
It's just because it's very long.
I wouldn't be watching.
I'd say a lot of people did.
Did they?
It's just not, like, the whole thing is, it's, you know, Barbenheimer.
Barbie versus Oppenheimer, yeah.
I think and we watch Barbie, like, we're more Barbie. Hello? But, yeah. I mean, hello? You
know? I'm going to
you
watch...
You know that? You know that thing from Borat?
Yeah.
Is it Borat or is
yeah,
it the other
Borat,
one?
Yeah, yeah.
And he goes, Dolce & Gabbana, hello?
Yeah, that's, I love that one.
I love
like,
that
when
clip.
He's in the army and he's like, this outfit's too matchy-matchy. That's so funny.
Yeah, so funny. Probably so, problematic in
no, yeah, but so funny.
But
Bruno, very
Bruno, yeah, was it?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Anyway, but yeah, we're so proud. I'm going to watch Oppenheimer in his honor.
I'm going to watch a few of the movies there that I haven't seen. Yeah. A few of the ones that like won and got nominated because I feel like I need to do more of that stuff now that I'm 30.
I know what you mean. We need to be more cinephiles.
We need to be more cinephiles. Yeah, definitely.
Is it feels or files?
I think the French you would say cinephile, but
fuck off, like. Jesus Christ, just let me live. Fucking hell.
But it is, it's probably foil, right? Because anything to do
yeah.
with...
Or cinophile. Cinophile.
You don't say pedophile.
Where are you going there?
Well, that's is like people who like it. I think it denotes like an obsession.
Okay.
Like pedophile is like obsession with kids or I don't know.
Okay, it's getting
very dark.
No, it's fine. Let's just move on. Anyway.
Now, I was also crying because St. Anthony's, my old primary school.
Yeah.
Had the big banner done up outside the school, right?
Yeah.
And then they had RTE news in there today, right? With all the kids outside jumping up and down saying, we love you, Cillian.
I love that.
So funny. Now, on the Cillian Murphy, right?
Yeah.
Winning. I never really placed the bet. I think I did one for Eurovision before, but then that was like part of a sweepstake. So like, never like did the whole act of placing the
betting,
bet.
Yeah.
So I downloaded the Paddy Power app last night and I was like,
Not a sponsor post.
I downloaded a popular betting app last night, right? And gamble responsibly, right? Know your limit. Anyway, so I'm at home and I was like, let me just place one on Cillian winning it for the Oscars, right? Because also I think in Hollywood as well, like, first of all, obviously he's brilliant. I never saw the movie, but I can... It's probably very good.
Yeah, I presume, yeah.
But you know, I was looking at who else he was up against in the category.
Yeah.
Listen to this, right? So I was like, let me place 20 quids on Cillian Murphy.
Fair play.
And if I won, guess how much they were going to give me?
What?
Guess how much?
100?
21.
Jesus Christ. That's and then not, is was, that your, not worth your while?
What the heck? And then I was like, okay, right? And
21?
I was so annoyed.
No way.
You know what? You know, like, I actually had a moment before I downloaded the app. I was like, I'm going to place the bet.
Yeah.
And I'm going to see how much, like, you know, I could win. But I'm going to place this bet because I'm sure he's going to win it. I haven't even seen the movie and I had that much confidence in my man Cillian.
Well done.
And then I was like, let me see what would happen if I put down 50.
Yeah.
52.
What like, were the odds?
And I was like, but that's the thing. And I was looking at the odds and I was like to my mom, I was like, what's going on here? And she was like, oh, it's obviously like, you know, great odds that he's going to win.
Yeah.
What are odds? I don't get it. Like wind, I don't get it.
It's just what like gay people aren't into betting.
But I don't like. But no. But I was into maths, and there's surely a crossover there somewhere.
No, I don't. It's so weird.
What like, is it?
The only time I ever placed a bet was when one day me and Padraig were at Bottomless Brunch, right? And afterwards, I passed the Ladbrokes, and I go. I was in a silly, goofy mood, and I was like,
"Get me in there!
Come on, we place a bet for the laugh."
Are
right?
you allowed smoke in?
No, but it smells.
But why is it stink of cigarettes? It's ingrained in the carpet.
Yeah. Also, when you walk in there, it's like. It's like if depression physically manifested as a room. That's what the inside of a bookies looks like. Yeah. And everyone was just sad.
It is, isn't it?
Like everyone was so sad in there. But then I went in there and I was serving pussy cunt because I'm in a big...
The house always wins.
I was in a big glittery bomber, right? And I was just after...
A glittery bomber? Who are you? Ross Matthews. Why are you wearing a glittery bomber?
I drove my H&M one with the thing.
Oh, awful, yeah.
It is lovely.
Go on, anyway.
But I was in there and then I went up to U1 and I was like, I've never placed a bet before. It's like, and I was obviously locked because I was after Bottomless Brunch.
I'd say the lads had their pitchforks out
and
inside there.
And the lads would just give me the side eye, right? None of them also stand up. They all do some form of lean. They're all like this.
Yeah, are they paid
terrible posture, yeah. Posture. But then...
There's no chairs in there either, is there?
I bet on a horse anyway. And
oh really? I wouldn't be into that now.
Yeah, but I was drunk, so
yeah, that's fine.
Sorry.
Did you win?
No, but I was so close. But we like because I was like doing it. I was doing it for like the comedic effect. I was gaying it up when I was in there just to see how they react to make Patrick laugh. So every time the horse was running, I was like, yes, queen, you better work the runway, hunty mama slay.
Come on, Jackie.
And then all the lads were like looking at me being like, what, your one behind the desk was pissing herself.
Really?
And then at the end, she was like, I was winning. And then I lost. And because that's like probably like, I don't know, what always Karma. Happens. Yeah. Karma, why?
You shouldn't be betting on horses, I don't think. I don't agree with horse racing.
I don't either. I don't either. I just
wanted a few bob.
But I agree.
I just had bills to pay.
I don't either. But I agree with making a joke with your friend after bottomless brunch. So anyway, I don't think a fiver is going to do much funding
I'm not judging
industry.
You at all. Now everyone listening is.
Anyway,
that was my experience in betting. I deleted the app. The app's gone now and all. I'm never going to do it again. I think as well that was just a sign like stop betting.
Yeah,
but I've never bet it.
Yeah, I just think like it's just a slippery slope, isn't it?
It is a slippery slope.
Also, when I was on holidays, I got addicted to the teddy machines.
Yeah, the grabber,
I have an addictive personality. I think if I knew what I was doing with the betting, it would be I'd drain our joint account. And there'd be no more in Grandmam. Because I'd be after selling the mics.
But it is real.
No, it is. And that's actually really serious.
Gamble responsibly, but it just sounds so throwaway
so throwaway. What are you going to do? Like we'll put a link in the description if you're affected. No, we don't.
We don't need to. No, it's fine.
No, it's fine. Just don't gamble.
Stop gambling.
Yeah.
Or the first step is asking for help and admitting. I don't know what to say. Anyway, right, we're talking about... I don't know, do we just move on?
Do we have to wrap that up a bit?
Anyway, stop gambling. I don't know what to say. Anyway, stop it. Or anyway...
No, honestly, no, it is.
If
honestly,
you or a loved one has been affected by gambling...
Yeah.
Sorry, or something. I don't know what to say,
It's like everything in life.
Yeah, moderation.
Yeah. No, people shouldn't bet, right?
No, you're allowed to... all my uncles be betting.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like everything in life. Do it in moderation.
Yeah,
gambling's not for us.
Yeah, set your limit.
But if you like to gamble, don't do it in moderation. Don't be silly.
Yeah, and set your limit. I'm going to spend this much tonight, and don't go over that.
We're just talking shit. We're so unqualified. Don't listen to anything we said.
We do listen to the end bit about doing it not so much.
Okay.
There's no one really hardcore gamblers listening to Grandma on a Monday.
No, they're not.
It's fine.
They're not.
Anyway, we're talking about the Irish effect.
Oh yeah, sorry.
All the boys that have taken the world's heart.
Yeah. So we were like, it's Paddy's Day.
Yeah.
We're feeling proud to be Irish.
Feeling proud to be Irish every day.
What?
Not just on Paddy's Day. Every day.
Yeah, two things can be true at once.
Yeah, but it sounds like you were saying, oh, I'm proud to be Irish just today because it's Paddy's.
Especially proud,
yeah. And as well, everyone be loving us.
Do you know what I mean?
I'll be wearing my Kiss Me, I'm Irish t-shirt.
But what's making me feel even more proud, Irish lads are finally getting the recognition they deserve that they're fucking hot.
Yeah, they're flying.
Because sorry now, I remember, was it 2 or 3 years ago? Didn't we get awarded the most unsexy country?
There was something before that came out that said... the Irish men are the least sexiest. I think the Irish girls have always been regarded as being a bit stunning and gorgeous.
Fucking gorgeous.
And they're gorgeous.
Yeah, it was the lads, they were saying we look like shite.
A bit pugly.
Yeah, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, so the resurgence, is it a resurgence if it never happened before?
No, it did though. We'll get into this. I think there was two waves.
Two waves of it. But they always come in two waves, don't they?
Yeah, so the first wave, in my opinion,
was
in Mahorum, was Colin Farrell.
That, is he a wave or is he a splash?
Colin Farrell was a wave, babe.
There was Colin Farrell, there was Pierce Brosnan. Pierce Brosnan in the Mrs. Doubtfire movie. Yeah.
Pierce Brosnan is mammy hot.
He's not. No.
Colin Farrell.
What in his 007 days? Even now, he's still a ride.
Was he 007? Oh, he was, yeah.
He was James Bond.
Yeah. Didn't do it for
Die Another Day. I'm gonna wake up. I sing Die Another Day.
It's because your gay uncle brainwashed you and indoctrinated you into
the House of Madonna.
The House of Madonna.
Good, and I'm glad some indoctrination is good. You heard it here first. It is. Sorry, I'm just saying. But you're right. Around the time of Colin Farrell and Pierce Brosnan, there was a bit of hype about
the
Irish men.
Hot, and then the second wave was the Paul Mescal wave.
Yeah.
And then he's obviously led to other people. But let's go with the first wave first. Colin Farrell, I think, was one of my gay awakenings.
What is it? Is it the... bad boy image that he kind of came out with first. There was a bit of that.
And he's just gorgeous.
You know what? You know, if you're trying to pinpoint it. Also, Look, not to put us down, I think we're a lovely group of people, the Irish. There's a bit of something in there. There's a bit of Spanish. There's a bit of spice. You know what it is? It's the eyebrows.
He's seasoned.
His eyebrows.
Yeah, he's gorgeous.
And we might have spoken about it on Maine before. We definitely dedicated a whole Don't Tell Mam to it. But it's sex tape.
Oh, I never actually saw the sex tape. You did.
You never saw it?
Moment of silence for Colin Farrell's sex tape.
Oh my God.
It's gorgeous.
He's calling your one in it princess and stuff, and I was just like, oh my God. And hearing him say
pass
princess,
me the tiara, baby.
And I was like, oh my God. Princess is right. Princess and the fucking pee. I'm about to take my seat here at the throne of Colin Farrell.
No, he's gorgeous. And also he's aging like a fine wine.
Yeah, because I suppose
Seaman the Lobster.
He's gotten sober, I suppose. He's probably cleaned up his act a bit and he's looking after himself a bit more.
Yeah.
So I don't think that's been reflected. You know what I mean? Great skin.
But wasn't he so hot with the ciggy?
I know, the cigarette. Also, I feel like, was he on like chat shows and being interviewed and just whipping out a fag?
Yeah.
He was a bit reckless.
He was a bit crazy, but that's what I loved about him.
And apparently he was one of the, like, the lucky lads. I think it stumbled upon him.
The acting thing.
Uh-huh. By accident.
Oh, really?
I remember being told that in a workshop before. I think your one had a vendetta.
Okay.
Yeah, she was basically saying
he's an amazing actor.
I think he's fabulous. So,
did you see The Lobster? I know I keep going on about it.
What's The Lobster?
It's very good. You ever see it?
No.
They go into this, like, it's like a aquarium. Dystopian future. No, and they...
Oh, yeah, I've heard of it.
If they don't find their soulmate, they get turned into an animal and he picks a lobster.
Yeah, it's meant to be very good.
And Olivia Colman's like, all right.
I heard it's meant to be good.
Olivia Colman and Colin Farrell. You can't
go
wrong.
In the one movie?
Yeah.
That's brilliant.
But yeah, so that was the first wave of the Irish. But now, like right now...
The second wave, who did you say started it?
Paul Mescal, obviously.
Never heard of that fella. Who's he? Oh, was he your man that was in that thing that was on... was it ITV?
Yeah, he's the guy from Joe the Sausage adverts.
Oh, he's the fella... the sister sings. Nell.
Nell, yeah.
Very good. She's brilliant. I didn't know her brother acted. But with... The Irish lads, right? Because you're right. There was definitely like mass hysteria around, you know, the time when normal people came out. We very much partook in the hysteria, particularly me. And I think he's only going from strength to strength, really, right?
Yeah.
Every time he's doing something new, I reckon when Gladiator comes out, the world's going to be having a meltdown again, right? Yeah. Lovely, lovely guy. I've been with him now a few times few months. Lovely, lovely guy.
You dropped a few names there, don't
you? Well, he's the only name I have. Also, he got me on to Rhea. Thank you, Paul. Will you be my recommendation for Rhea? But, right, with him, obviously there was a load of talk about the GAA shorts, right? But it's obviously not just the shorts. What is it about the likes of Paul Mescal? Because this is one of the other things that I said, that it's like, Paul is just your typical Irish guy who plays GAA.
But he's not, though.
He's not. I think he's hotter than that. And also, he's a real sense of himself.
But
is that because he's a superstar now?
Yeah.
No, I reckon he was always like that.
But like, even now,
when
like,
we met him before, he went massive.
Yeah.
I was drawn.
Yeah, there was always a glint, like. Yeah. But like, even like, but ever since him, if you look at the other ones, who else is there now after coming out of the thing? Who else is there?
Andrew Scott. Well, Andrew Scott was...
Well, obviously before, but
going around before him. But everyone's...
Everyone's talking
about... him up now. Barry Keoghan.
I don't really see that.
No, I don't... The Barry Keoghan...
I just don't understand why his stylist dresses him like a lesbian. Do you not think that?
There was... In that red suit, the burgundy
in
suit.
In everything. Everything he wears. If he's not naked, he's dressed like a lesbian.
I think it's because he styles his hair like that lesbian in Cork.
Yeah.
He looked like her.
Yeah, no, he's like, I'm not saying he's ugly or anything. I just don't see the fascination.
I think he's a good looking lad.
Yeah, very good actor.
And he's going out with your one Sabrina Carpenter, is it?
Yeah.
He's dating Sabrina Carpenter.
And she's gorgeous.
Speaking of lesbians, I woke up to a load of notifications this morning, right?
Yeah.
On my Instagram. Not a load, a few, right? I always wake up to a load. What's a load? Anyway.
Jesus Christ.
And it was this fella liking all my pics, and I was like, oh my God, he's hot. You know, I could see the picture in the corner.
Yeah.
I went on the profile to give him a follow and to give him a stalk. Very handsome lesbian.
Oh, you see, sometimes...
Sometimes lesbians are so handsome.
Yeah, sometimes I'm on like TikTok and I'm like, oh my God, they're gorgeous. I'm like, oh, it's a lesbian.
Handsome lesbian.
Yeah.
Shout out to all the handsome lesbians.
Shout out to the handsome lesbians.
Tricking us.
We love you.
We love you to bits.
Keep wearing the beanies.
But the Americans particularly.
Yeah.
go wild for Barry Keoghan.
Yeah, because he, again, he's giving bad boy vibes.
Yeah, bad boy.
Do you know what I mean?
Is that part of the appeal?
Do you know what we think people are attracted
to?
Okay, let's break it down. Why are all these Irish lads being seen as sex symbols now? I think they have a bit of, like, don't take themselves too serious. And they just have a bit of a laugh.
Yeah.
That's a huge thing, I think.
I think so too.
Do you know what I mean? When they're on the red carpet, they have a bit of personality.
Absolutely. Yeah, completely. You know? In comparison to their American counterparts.
Yeah.
Not to tar them all with the one brush, but, you know, sometimes they're a bit, like, we'll say now, even, what's your man?
Austin Butler,
gone.
Like, he's
now,
so boring.
Now, wouldn't be kicking him out of the lava, but what a nuisance.
He's so boring.
Who's your man that was in Maestro? Bernstein.
Oh,
Bradley Cooper. Like, he was in the same category as Killian, right?
Yeah.
Or for Best Actor for Maestro, yeah. Whatever. Is it called Maestro? I didn't see that either.
I don't know. We must.
Bad cinephiles. Right? Like, he's going on about, he became him, and then he started mourning the loss of him, like, with his kids, like, or something like that, because he became so, he was doing that method acting.
But you know what? I think, you see, that's why the Irish lads get more praises, because they'd never get away with doing that in Ireland.
Yeah.
Imagine if Bradley Cooper said that in Ireland, we'd all be like, shut the fuck up, you mark.
Yeah, exactly. Or, like,
you'd be kept humble by the community.
Or the man would be like, stop saying that now.
You're actually mortifying me.
Stop saying that now. If your aunt comes over and she says, well done in the movie, don't go on about the method acting at all.
You just go, thanks very much.
You just say thanks and you give her a hug. You know, there'll be a bit of that. But I do think the happy-go-lucky nature of Irish people, air quotes, like, because again, we can't just say we're all the same. I know a few not happy-go-lucky Irish people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
But for the most part, you're right. And even sometimes when I'm over in England and, you know, the odd date I've been on with a Brit.
Yeah.
I'm going, oh jeez, it'd be a bit easier.
Bit boring, like.
Be a bit easier if they were Irish.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Or
like, oh, I could say that now and it'd be understood.
Also, the accent. Like, yeah. I think obviously for people outside of Ireland, they find it hot, the Irish accent, right?
Yeah. I mean, if I have the Irish flag emoji in the bio, right, on Grindr, she's getting more hits.
Okay.
No, if it's a weekend where I'm wanting attention.
Yeah.
I throw the flag in the bio.
Okay, good.
You know what I mean? Or put it in my tagline, Irish flag.
Okay, gorge.
Green, white, and gold. Now, the odd time then I'll be asked.
Ivory Coast.
No.
People get confused.
I don't think I look like I'm from the Ivory Coast. But they'll ask me to send a voice note, right? And then I'm going, oh my God, are they expecting to lead a life?
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Some people say I look like my dad.
So then I'm kind of going on and I'm going, I'm just like, why are you sending voice notes anyway? You know what I mean? And I'm kind of going, hiya. And I'm like, I nearly end up sounding like one of the two Johnnies.
I know what
you
mean.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I know I'm from Cork and I obviously have an Irish accent, but I don't think I'm like, you know,
I know
the most
mean.
Irish version of a person.
Yeah.
So then I'm sending voice notes and I'm like, hiya, how are things? I'm just sending on a voice out there because you're asking for one. How's it going? Yeah, I'm just enjoying my weekend.
I'm just having a pint of Guinness there.
Yeah, I'm just opening the packet of potatoes there. I just finished them and I'm just licking the end of the salt at the end of the packet.
And then we're going to go get hot chicken rolls after this.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
So like,
okay, yeah.
But I do think
it's the accent vibes.
It's a nice accent.
Yeah.
What else is there?
I think it just boils down to, like, if to sum it all up, I think they're all a bunch of rogues. You know?
There's that. You know,
rogues.
And on that, I think people like the idea of an Irish fella because they, you know, they like the idea of being able to fix them.
Okay.
Or sort them out. Irish fella, he's a bit of a rogue.
Yeah.
Like, needs a bit of sorting out. And do we love a challenge, girls?
Yeah.
Do we go, oh, look, he's all the potential. He just needs a bit of sorting out.
Now, the one thing I would say, though, is that, like, with the American girls now on TikTok and stuff that are, like, thirsting over these Irish actors, when they land in Ireland and they look at
the fellas
walking down the street, they don't look like they're not the same. You know what I mean? Like, not every Irish lad looks the same.
Now, I will say, I was inside in Joe's and Bros. Speaking of Irish boys, shout out to the lads and shout out to Joe and his bros in Winthrop's Arcade. The sandwiches inside there. Oh my God.
Now,
again, not a sponsored post, but anyway, fabulous down there.
But you love looking for a freebie.
No, I don't. I pay for my own sandwich. Don't you worry about my sandwich.
You told me that when you tag them, they give it to you
for free. Shut up. I've never tagged them. I just eat my sandwich and I go.
Do you not like supporting local
business? No, because I don't take pictures of my food like you.
Phonies first.
But There was a fella. This has only happened now, 2 hours ago.
Yeah.
I'm inside Winthrop's Arcade. If girls, we need more information. There is a delivery driver now. I don't know what he was delivering.
Okay.
But he is a variation of Snickers trousers on.
Also, he's delivering erections.
Delivering, that's right. Blonde mullet.
Oh.
Thick silver chain.
Okay, Haas.
Right. Shoulders on him. And he's looking a bit clueless. And again, I'm going, oh, that's hot. Like, you know, he was like, yeah, probably didn't know where he's going. If you know
how
the
old
fella,
was
about
he?
20, between 28 and 32. No, he was younger than 32.
Okay.
28 to 31.
Okay. Because that year makes a but lot of difference.
He'd be younger than you, actually. Maybe 28 to 30.
Okay.
He was handsome. He was handsome, and I was just like,
shoot your shot.
I should have. I was kind of looking at him, but I didn't want his ego to be too big, so I didn't want to be looking at him too much.
Okay, because he's probably already.
He was gorgeous.
Okay, gorgeous.
So like there are a few rides around.
No, there are like gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous Irish men. You know what I mean? But then I'm like, there's also fuglies. Do you know what I mean? So like I'm just preparing the girls listening. If you've never been to Ireland,
yeah, you need a bit of preparation.
It's not a load of Pauls and Andrews walking around the gaff. There's a couple of fuglies.
You know, another reason why I think why internationally people regard Ireland as having sexy men, or why people are drawn to Irish men.
Why?
Supply and demand.
Okay.
Because a lot of it is the Americans, right?
Yeah.
Sure, the American boys and the British boys are to a penny. We're a small island.
I know what you mean.
A lot of the island, right? Yeah. What is a lot of the island?
This island.
Ireland.
Yeah.
What is it?
Forest.
Forest and greenery.
Yeah.
A lot of it's not people, it's fields. So when you think about it, it's a small population as well.
Yeah.
You're kind of going, anyone can have a Yankee Doodle.
I know.
Anyone can have a William or Harry.
There's a finite supply of hot Irish lads.
And rarity leads to want.
Yeah.
We're like diamonds.
Limited a dish,
girls.
Love.
Isn't that, but you think that's a part of it?
Yeah, that's actually definitely a part of it, yeah.
You know, because it's like, like, you know, if you're in America, whatever, or if you were in England, you can be like, oh, my fella's British, I've a British fella, my fella's from Portsmouth, and then you go, my fella's Irish, and automatically you go like this.
And everyone goes, yeah. Okay, actually, you're true.
You know, there's
you're
a bit of that. Are there any boys who we think deserve their flowers now from Ireland who aren't typically on these lists? Are there any ones you might think that are, you know, against the grain, or, you know, nobody's talking about, that people should be talking about?
I'm sitting across from one right now. You, baby. You deserve it. Do you have any... Also, you're thinking like underground Irish hotties.
But like, is there any other Irish men beyond the obvious? Because when you think about it, like, all the Irish men we've named, right?
Yeah.
Like, well, I suppose Cillian Murphy isn't conventionally hot, is he?
Oh, no.
But I get the appeal.
Oh, yeah, me too. He looks like
a bit Dementor.
Yeah.
Sexy Dementor.
Yeah, he looks terrifying.
He looks a small bit scary.
His eyes are so blue. He looks like, you know, Miley Cyrus when she's on that red carpet. That's what he looks like.
And I think, you know what? If I was to see Killian, say now if he was home now, or did you see the picture of the Aer Lingus girl he's taking the pic with him and he was flying over to Hollywood?
He's allergic.
I wouldn't be able to stop him for a picky.
Do you know,
I'd be like, no. And also, I don't like doing that because I'm kind of in the same game as you're all.
Not.
You know, we're all
no,
we're
not.
All part of the industry. And
no.
And I don't, I'm, well, actually, I don't mind getting stopped for picks.
Different,
but, you know,
sides of the alphabet.
Same.
He's an A-lister, where's he?
Who's we?
Me and you.
Doll, we're doing different bits.
Why are we?
We're doing different bits. Don't worry about me, Dolly.
As you said,
you worry about your own letter.
Okay.
You worry about your own letter.
I was actually on the same flight as Cillian Murphy once.
Well, yeah.
We were on a BA flight. He was on the BA flight, right? And everyone was like, Cillian Murphy. He's a small boy.
Is he small?
Petite, like.
I would have said he was tall.
And then, but it's so funny because he was in like first class on the flight, but it just means like he sat in the front seat. And
also,
they
I'd want to sit at the back if I was him.
Yeah, but they pulled the... No, you could tell he was kind of like, don't look at me. He had his hood up and stuff like that. He was giving big like Hollywood star energy.
And I'm shocked that you recognised him.
We're going to recognise Cillian Murphy.
But in the wild, I think sometimes you'd struggle with names and faces.
Ah, yeah, but he's a very distinct face. Yeah. His eyes are piercing.
Yeah, but with the hood up, did he have glasses on or no?
No, glasses. I was like, Cillian, the eyes give you away, babe. You need to put on the sunnies.
You need to put on the sunnies, girl. He should be, if he's getting on a flight anyway, and if he's at the airport, he should be wearing sunnies.
But it's so funny, like, because I always feel like, I didn't feel bad for him, but it was like, does he have to do this all the time? Because basically, so he was sitting down, and everyone around him was trying to pretend that they weren't talking about him, but everyone was going, just a kid.
I know,
yeah. And everyone's like, everyone's doing this with their eyes. They're all like this. And then he's just like trying to read his book because he's like, I don't want to look up, you know?
I feel like he's very down to earth.
He is. Do we love him, actually?
I love Cillian Murphy. We're talking about people who...
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Sorry. What about, right, were you a Chris O'Dowd fan?
Yeah.
Are you a Chris O'Dowd fan?
Yeah, he's really good.
I think he's handsome. I think he looks proper Irish.
And he's so funny.
And he's funny also, to give their flowers, one boy who I'm forever liking their stuff on Instagram these days. And I feel like is going to be a breakout star.
Who?
Maybe they are already. Khaki Kid. I think you maybe...
Oh, yeah.
I think you maybe put me on their
radar.
Yeah,
he's lovely, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's sound.
And gorgeous.
His videos are so good on TikTok.
His videos are so good.
Yeah, yeah.
Also, I have spoken about him before. My darling, Jamie Darling.
Who?
Jamie Darling. Oh, Jamie Dornan we never mentioned either, but again.
Okay, he's gorgeous.
Jamie Darling.
Who's Jamie Darling?
The Quizmaster on Quizzone.
Fuck off.
You get so angry when I bring it up.
No, I love the fact that his surname's Darling.
Yeah.
Is that a stage name though?
I'm not too sure. So yeah, anyway, just because I know that there are girls, the last time I mentioned it, a lot of girls were in my DMs being like, oh my God, yeah.
The quiz master. Zone. Really? Quiz zone.
Yeah, absolutely.
A lot of people's awakenings.
Also, I just wanted to be on that show. Also, like, it was like... him being a man in uniform wearing the referee outfit. Like,
why
did they have him in that referee outfit? There was like he could have just came on wearing a nice sweater from M&S.
But it wasn't like sports themed.
No, it's Quiz Zone. They were running around an indoor like soft play.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? There was actually no need for the referee outfit. Did you not watch it?
No.
Like, what did you do on midterm?
What you mean?
That show used to happen at midterm, like it was on the telly, like during midterm, and everyone used to watch it. Like everyone used to watch Quiz Zone.
No, they didn't. No one.
They
did. Nobody in the north side did. We are rollerblading. We are having a laugh. You all inside?
So yeah,
get anemic. Can we talk about Jamie Dornan for a second?
Let's talk about Jamie Dornan
because he's also one of the hottest Irish people ever.
You know what? Does he know it as Molly? But
no. He doesn't.
He does know it.
Jinx so.
You can't be that on and not know it.
He's gorgeous.
Not in an obnoxious way.
But like,
I think he's fucking hot.
He's beautiful.
He's one of those. You know the expression, he could wear
a bin bag.
A bin bag. He could wear a bin bag.
What was the show that he's in where he's a killer and it's so hot?
Fall.
Yeah. Such a good show.
Fall with Gillian Anderson. I loved The Fall. I hailed The Fall.
But he was brilliant in it.
Brilliant. Now Gillian Anderson was brilliant as well.
Oh yeah, but she's brilliant in anything.
Gillian Anderson, I'd love to see her. Has she ever done anything with Toni Collette? I think they'd be fabulous. Do you know what I mean? Like some kind of, in the same vein, kind of crime drama, two boss female
bitches.
doing
stuff.
Doing the work.
Doing the investigation.
You know what I mean? I'd love to see it.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
He's gorgeous. And like everyone can get behind him, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel like, how could you not like
was
him?
He was 50 Shades of Grey, right?
50 Shades, yeah.
Yeah.
Was that maybe the second coming of the Irish Ride?
Or was that just like a blip?
In the Matrix?
No, like as in like there wasn't the reason I'm saying it was a wave is because in this one like it was like everyone got obsessed with Paul and then everyone said Barry now and now it's like everyone's going, who's next? It's going to be next, like.
Well, Elle Magazine actually coined 2023 the year of the hot Irish guys summer.
Woo!
And it's just kind of continued on from there.
Now, is it going to make average looking straight Irish men insufferable if they think they're God's gift now?
No, see, that's the thing. In Ireland, we're fine. Like, Irish girls aren't going, oh my God, look at that Irish guy.
Yeah, but if you're going on a J1
the J1s.
Girls, you're sorted, lads.
If you're not going on a J1, why not?
Book it, because this is your year.
This is your year. You're going to fall in love in, where's that place they all go?
San Diego.
And where's that other place?
Because they sleep all day and they drink all night.
Boston, is it?
Yeah, Boston, yeah.
Cape Cod.
Do they go there?
They all go to Cape Cod. But really? A lot of them went, my ear. Why didn't I go on J1?
Because
I didn't do a lot of things.
You weren't in college.
I was. Don't you worry about me being in college, because I was.
You dropped out.
You dropped out as well.
I
several
didn't.
Times. You did.
Oh, I did actually twice.
You did loads of times.
Yeah, but look at me now.
Look at us now. Yeah, get on a J1 or just go on a European. No, I think in Europe maybe.
I just think, like, lads, if you're an Irish lad now, this is your time. It's not going to, like, because they might get sick of us after a while. It's your time this year.
Capitalize on it while you can.
Yeah, get your best Irish jersey. Get your, what else do you need? Get a clatter ring.
Clatter ring. A harp tattoo.
I'm getting one this year. Is that cringy?
A harp tattoo?
Yeah.
I'm not surprised. No, I'm not even joking, but I was considering a harp.
Get one with me?
No, I'm not going to get the same as you.
It's called matching tattoos for best friends.
No, I would do it. Also, you wouldn't put a bumper sticker on a Bentley. You know what I mean? I just think it's so funny you're one from me now, so I've said that. You wouldn't put a bumper sticker on a Bentley. Like, what? Like, you know what I mean?
If you had kids in the Bentley.
There's a fella.
You say kids on board.
Fella at the gym this morning, and he just gotten a tattoo. I'm guessing this morning.
He shouldn't be working out.
Would you? Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
No, he shouldn't.
Because also, I'd say infected as well. He was red raw.
Oh, really?
Or else he, I don't know, done some time on a bed in between that and the gym, which I'm guessing he shouldn't be doing either.
No.
Red raw. Most horrible tattoos.
Oh, really?
In your life. And then I'm looking, and all the other tattoos are horrible.
Oh, no.
And I'd say the person doing it sneezed or something, because I'm going... That's giving jaggedy lines, you know, when Mr. Bean,
you need to be careful.
Mr. Bean ruined the painting in the movie and then he drew over with that face.
No, I don't know.
The Mr. Bean movie.
You love Mr. Bean.
And he's coming down and he's
holding... You love Simpsons and Mr. Bean. You're such a heterosexual.
He's holding the picture frame and he has the cloth over and he's pretending it's a child and he's going... Me.
You love him.
Okay, so really quickly, rapid fire, right?
Okay.
There's a Metro article.
Yeah.
Listing 12 reasons why Irish men are the sexiest.
Okay.
Right? And a note from our amazing producer, Sive. She says, honestly, it's kind of offensive.
Okay, brilliant. Let's read it out.
But let's read them out and see if any holds
true. Say if we agree or disagree.
Yeah, okay.
Will we make it more creative instead of agree or disagree? Sha or niha?
Okay. Okay, so we're saying sha or niha.
So sha is like yes and yes. Niha is no.
Right. The crack, you're guaranteed a laugh.
Sha.
Yeah. An Irishman won't bore you, you'll never have a dull night out.
I know some boring fellas. Niha.
Also, like, not even the dull night out, like, yeah, it might also be crazy. Some lads be a bit mad on the drink. The accent.
Sha.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
The chat up lines.
Niha.
Terrible, but probably endearing.
No, that's shocking. Like lads, no. The one thing I would say is, like, Irish lads aren't good at, like, that.
Communicating.
Communicating. Yeah, do you know what I mean? They'll come up to you and they'll be like, oh, I was going, you're right.
And I think that's one of the things that the Irish girls like. I think going back to that thing of liking a challenge, that they can pull them out of themselves.
You know
what I mean? Guinness, one point literally just says Guinness. 4 points is more likely to guarantee a snog at the end of the night. These are notes directly from the article, not from our producer side.
Yeah.
She'd be mortified if she thought that...
Someone said snog.
You know, if people thought that she was saying that.
But also, everyone's like, it's hot when a lad drinks Guinness, but the Guinness farts
Guinness
will
farts.
Send you into an early grave.
Divorce.
Literally.
Divorce, beheaded. Irishmen are hearty eaters. Now, shut up.
Oh, shut the fuck up. No,
weird. Now, I do love...
Another thing my mom always says, right?
Well,
every time I'm eating, she goes, you love your food. I'll just be eating. She'll love your food.
That's the thing. I feel like I've never had an eating disorder, yeah. But it's mad that I didn't, because my mother definitely would have contributed one. She'd go, "You eating again?"
Yeah.
And I'm going, "Yeah, because I'm hungry."
I'm hungry. "You
eating
yeah.
again?"
Yeah.
Jeez. You, next thing, did you didn't have any lunch, did you?
Yeah.
"No, I did. I'm just having more food because I'm hungry now." You know what I mean? Those comments, that's not even like...
I know.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, it's so funny.
Like, it's not supportive.
No.
You know what I mean? They're passionate, land of music and poetry.
Thank you, Yates.
I do think so, but I do think that, like, they're a bit mortified about it.
Yeah, and the regular Irish man isn't.
Isn't. Like,
and it's also the straight Irish men who are into poetry are going to ruin your fucking life.
Absolutely.
They're going to gaslight you.
Yeah.
They're going to have no bed frame. Their mattress is going to be on the floor.
And it's so funny because I just think about the...
And they're going to be bumming. They're going to be bumming Rizla from you.
Yeah.
Like, do you know what I mean?
I just think about the Valentine's card that my brother got Megan, and it said to Megan from Shane. Like, that's poetic.
Anyway. From, and she's literally having his baby at the time.
That card was ages ago. That wasn't this year. He actually did a gorgeous thing for this year.
Really?
Yeah, really cute. Anyway, so I don't want to be just their lives. I don't want to be repeating it, you know what I mean? Men of nature, Emerald Isle is perfect for weekends, mate. The fact that they call it Emerald Isle, right? Guilty pleasures.
What?
It just says guilty pleasures. Jedward Daniel O'Donnell, what's not to love?
A lot.
Do you okay? Jedward, would you ride them?
No.
Two of them?
No.
Even just to say you were with twins.
I'm actually not into incest, so no. I never got.
They're doing bits with you, Egypt.
Yeah, but I never got wait. Like you would. I would never want to have a threesome with a set of twins because they're literally siblings. That's so fucking weird.
No, it's grand.
No, it's so weird, babe. Okay, I agree with most of those points. Yeah. It all boils down to, I think, that they're all a bit cheeky. That's literally it.
A bit cheeky is great.
That's all.
It?
Like literally the only thing. Like that's why I think they're so sexy and why people like are so into them is because they're a little bit cheeky.
And okay, right. Okay, just to go back to the pints, right?
Yeah,
I do think there's something so sexy about a fella holding a pint of Guinness.
Oh, really?
I don't know why.
Yeah, me either.
I can't place it. And it wouldn't look. It wouldn't happen with a regular pint of stout. Someone was just drinking a regular stout that was different to Guinness.
What do you mean? Like a Murphy's England, or a Beamish?
Yeah, like it wouldn't. If I see him drinking Guinness.
Very anti-cork of you.
Oh, what is it? I don't even know that stuff.
Okay.
What? Is Murphy's and Beamish same as Guinness?
Yeah, but they're made in Cork. Like.
See, I thought Guinness was a brand of like. I thought Guinness was like in a league of its own. Anyway. Oh, they both the same thing?
Yeah.
But Guinness just tastes a bit different.
Yeah, Guinness isn't made in Cork and Murphy's and Beamish is.
Well, I love them too, obviously, because they're Cork. One, yeah. Killian Murphy. But I just think it's something really hard about the Guinness.
No,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I suppose pointing to Murphy's as well, kind of. But Murphy's does feel a bit Cork, doesn't it? In a good way. No, does Jose drink Guinness?
Yeah.
Like, did Jose go for you because you were like an Irish lad?
I don't think so.
I think he'd have gone for any old Irish lad and he just settled on you because you showed a bit of interest back.
I don't think he's like into like the Irishy looking lads. I don't know. I'm not going to speak on him for him. Like,
does he like Paul Mescal? Like,
yeah, but everyone does. Like,
yeah, but that's the point.
Wow.
It's the Irish effect. Back to the theme.
Back to the theme. And we looped it back, girlies. Anyway, what all we're saying is we're basically doing this episode to say we're really proud that we're producing really sexy
rides,
but also we're just managing our international listeners' expectations that if you hop off a flight in Ireland, there's going to be some place.
Yeah, as with everywhere.
As everywhere. Yeah, like, I'd be like, oh my God, aren't the Spanish gorgeous? But you go to Spain.
No, they are.
Yeah,
I think you'd be on a hunt to find a fugly Spanish.
Yeah, you'd be hard to find a fugly Spanish,
and
actually.
And then even they're kind of fugly, there's always a character about them.
What you mean?
Like, actually, there's not really that many fugly.
Do you know what I mean?
It's because they're drinking loads of water.
They are very hydrated.
It's all aqua,
Yeah, they're very hydrated in Spain.
But yeah, just don't be getting a fright. But like, you wouldn't be getting a fright, but you would.
Yeah.
Some of them you get a fright,
But as well, there are a lot of gorgeous people walking the streets of Ireland.
And a lot of them are wearing chinos from 2015 from
TK
Maxx.
That's the one thing, like, when you're getting... If you're getting a regular, average Irish man, they're a bit of a fixer-upper. They're not a new build.
But that's the appeal.
They're not a new build. They're a fixer upper.
But you know, like there's no appeal really to a new build. Well, there is some appeal, but like you want to get yourself involved. And you want to get your hands
dirty.
Hands into it.
Yeah, you just need to slowly ease out the chinos and the dubs and stuff.
Yeah, like the thing is, the gin scene may have closed down, right, in the 2010s, but the effects of the gin scene can still be seen in the world today.
You can,
especially in Cork. Mm-hmm, some people, and what was that other place inside in the Savoy?
I know what you're on about. Across from Gloria Jeans.
Across from Gloria Jeans.
I got my zip up in there.
What were the lads in there? And they should tell you look gorgeous.
Zenith
for men.
Zenith for men.
And they tell you you look gorgeous
in
and everything.
Anything you put on your body.
Let me get out.
No, half my wardrobe was Zenith when I was younger.
And wasn't there one of the lads in there? One of the lads running the gaff was kind of sexy, was he?
Was he?
I think one of the lands running it was. I need to be careful now just because Cork's so small.
Yeah, Cork's so small.
But yeah, anyway, we mentioned a few episodes
just
back.
Just be prepared.
Just be prepared because, as well, again, small island, which is great. But again.
What?
You know.
Are you on about incest again?
Not incest. I'm close family ties.
That's incest.
It's not.
It is.
No. But you know, I would just say. Just
do a DNA test before
do a DNA test before getting anything. Too involved.
Yeah.
Anyway love you loads, girlies.
Congratulations, Killian.
You're the pride of Cork and we love you to bits.
Yeah.
Bye, girlies.
Bye, girlies.
Bye. And sexy Irish boys. This one's for you.
Slant on. Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.